You know, the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There is a uniqueness when we come together and worship the Lord. Yeah. For that time, it just seems like all our cares are gone, all our burdens are lifted, and our hearts are so in tune to receive something from the Lord. It is good to worship the Lord.
Amen.
It is so, so good. Tonight I'm told not to be long. And since you know, we are throwing nuggets around, I want to throw mine too. So with that, if you turn your scriptures with me to the book of Isaiah, a very familiar passage. I promise I'll be as brief as I can. Isaiah chapter 55. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat. And eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline thine ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. The sure mercies of David. Tonight I'm going to ask you to turn to someone next to you and tell them, I'm called with a promise. I'm called with a promise. I'm called with a promise. Blessed Father, oh how much you have loved us. You have loved us with an everlasting love. You have loved us long before we even understood what love is. The scripture says, while we were dead in our sins and our trespasses, Christ died for us. Jesus says, no greater love than this a man has, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. And you don't call us servants anymore, but now we are friends. Because we know what the Father does. And so, Lord, as we gather here around your word tonight, we invite your presence. We ask your Holy Spirit to take center stage. Let the words that we share, the words that we hear, abide with us, Lord. Because there's so much, Lord, you have in your hand to give unto us. Thank you for this time. Thank you for our brothers and our sisters. And thank you, Lord, for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are called with a promise. If we should look back to a few chapters of the book of Isaiah, chapters 40 to 48 appears to address to the Israelites in exile in Babylon. When we begin at chapter 40, it speaks of comfort. Comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. In chapter 41, speaks of comfort because of God's greatness. Chapter 42 speaks of comfort because of God's servant. Chapter 43 and 44 speaks of comfort because of Israel's restoration. Chapter 45 speaks of comfort because God uses Cyrus. 46 and 47 speaks of the destructions of Babylon's idols and Babylon itself. But when we arrive at chapter 49 to 55, it seems to speak to those Israelites, on one hand, those who had stayed in the land after the destruction, and on the other hand, the Israelites, that were returning from the captivity. In verse 1 of chapter 55, it seems to appeal to those who have not money to buy bread and the basic needs of life, which seems to quite relevant to those who returned home, being set free by Cyrus and the Persian Empire. Returning home was not prosperous at the time. The city had not been rebuilt since this destruction by the Babylonians 50 years earlier. Social and economic structures were weak. There were also struggles for the most desirable land between the returnees and those who had been in the land through the tough times and the rough years. Nehemiah, in chapter 5, verse 1 through 10, tells us that common farmers, or farming families, were having to borrow money and grain to pay their taxes, and even selling their children into debt slavery. Having this picture in mind, the invitation to eat and drink without paying would have been both gracious and extremely welcome. Isaiah's message was far greater than the satisfaction of the present need. Whether it was for social needs or for their security. This, therefore, was a metaphor of which the prophet was pointing to a divine provision which would become an everlasting covenant only if they would take of the waters of life. This was an exhortation to listen. In verse 3, this was an exhortation to seek, according to verse 6. This was an exhortation to choose, according to verse 7. This was a choosing between wisdom and tradition. Today, we still have the words of the prophet. Oh, everyone that thirsts, come. We all have needs. We have thirst for better things. We have thirst for ourselves. We have thirst to see our children do well. And we should have thirst for the ministry of the church. So many times we are so contented to know we are saved and we are going to glory. Our thirst should go far beyond that. Amen. We are called to serve, amen, not to be contented. Amen. The problem that was coming, that Isaiah was telling them, that those who were in the land were already at ease. They had established themselves. And now those who are coming in were going to have a conflict. Brethren, we are not called to be at ease. We are not called to take it easy. Amen. Find a couch and relax. We are called to get down on our knees and cry out to the Lord. Isaiah the prophet was telling them that those who are coming back and those who are here, the reason that they had split up and the reason that trouble had come to them is because they had turned away from the Lord. So here is no telling both those who are coming and those who are here, says, if you are thirsty, if you have a need, if you find yourself can't sleep at night, if you find yourself that your resources is never enough, if you find yourself you're going to worry about tomorrow and how you're going to take care of your business, come to the waters. Amen. Come to the waters. There is life in Jesus. There is life in hope. There is life in him. Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. The psalmist David says, "The Lord is my." Say it again.
My shepherd.
The Lord is my
shepherd.
And I shall not
want.
Come to the waters. We often see this passage referring to unbelievers and the outcasts. So often we want to quote this to people who don't come to church. But we inside the church have a need. We get thirsty sometimes. And our thirst is because we don't take the time all the time to come to that water. We feel sometimes we can work this out. And we can turn to this one. We have an answer here, or we have an answer there. But when we turn to the Lord, I was just talking to a brother a while ago, and I said, you know, pardon me, Pastor, if you throw me out tomorrow, so be it. We are doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different response. When was the last time you come out of your bed at night and cry out to the Lord? When was the last time you kneel and say, God, my brethren, I'm calling to you because of them. I need to see more people come and confess their lives to you. Do we have that thirst? Do we have that hunger? Do we have that need? Do we have that passion? Do we have that drive? Do we have that that motivation? If we don't have it here, don't expect we're going to go out and talk about it out there. When I leave the office and the boss gives me his credit card, he's assuring me that when I get out there, I have everything that I need to take care of whatever problems. But if we are not filled here, if we don't have that thirst here to move out, when we get out there and we stall, what do we do? This, what the prophet said, was not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, the poor, the handicapped, the blind. This illustrates in Christ there is enough for all and enough for each. Those that are satisfied with the world, with the world and its enjoyment, for a portion, and seek not for the happiness in the favor of God, those that depend on their own merits and their own works for righteousness, and see not the need to have Christ and his righteousness, these do not thirst. I don't care. But those who thirst are invited to the waters. Those who labor are invited to the waters. Those who are heavy laden are invited to the waters. And so we are. The Apostle Paul says, I, Paul, am a prisoner unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we don't feel ourselves like we are driven by that spirit that is in us, then we'll never get thirsty. The old are invited. The young are invited. Trouble at home, you're invited. Troubles at your work, you're invited. Troubles about your resources, you're invited. Worried about tomorrow and how you're going to pay your bills, you're invited. Beyond broken and disappointment by friends or our neighbors, you're invited. Whatever your thirst craves, God's grace is enough. Amen. To quench and to satisfy the longing in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
The answer is always in the church. The answer is always in Christ Jesus. The answer is in the power of God. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation." What it is, what it does, and what is accomplished. We can trust in him, hold fast to him. Jesus said in John chapter 4 verse 14, he says, "But whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I have a little picture on the wall of my house. It shows a lot of mountains around and a little stream flowing through all that mountain. It's flowing to the sea. And so it is when we have that inside of us that springs up and it's always on the move. Always on the move. It's heading somewhere. It's going to wind up somewhere. And so that spirit in us should be always moving in us, driving us to greater things. We have a promise. We are called to a promise. And the promise is in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I think I use up my time. Oh, blessed Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. And Lord, as we have shared your word, we look to you. It is you that giveth the increase. So I pray that, Lord, this word would abide with us all as we look to you now. In Jesus' name, amen.